Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. And welcome to today's show guest, Emily Fay. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the show, I should say, because you have been on before, haven't you?
Thank you. Yes, it's great to be back.
Yeah. A year ago, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was about a year.
So,
yeah.
Singer-songwriter from London. I take it you're still in London.
Yep, still in London, Putney area to be precise. Yeah.
The last time you came in, you was with, we were talking off air, you was with guitar Patrick Weeks, drum George Willits on the show, and Jake, yes. But he was on tour, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right, let's get to the music, because we just played a little bit of kind of country, I suppose you could call that. That is your genre, isn't it? Tell us a bit about what type of music you play.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of country rock with some pop influences as well. It used to be very folk, but now it's gone on to more country. Yeah.
And you're influenced by people like we just played there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Carrie Underwood's a phenomenal singer and writer, and yeah, she's just brilliant.
Because we just had a big country music festival in London, didn't we? I don't know some of these people. Miranda Lambert, Casey Musgraves, is that Take Musgraves?
Yeah, Musgraves.
Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
Little Big Town, is that a band?
Yeah, really, really cool band.
Is it?
Yeah.
And that's all country. Now, when I listen to that song, that's a modern version of country, because most people will probably think of, you know, country music as line dancing and yee-haw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that? Because you did a bit of folk, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a bit of a folky EP a couple of years ago.
Which I still have. We're going to play one of it later.
Throwback.
We've got also Shires, that's another band, isn't it?
Yeah, the Shires, they're really good. Yeah, duo, country duo.
So you had the EP, I've got it down here, it's called Leap of Faith, which we got. It was folk, wasn't it? More folk than anything.
Yeah, folk pop kind of.
So when you came in the studio, you was working on, at the time, you just finished this, you was working on an album.
Yeah.
Is that still ongoing, work in progress?
Yeah, so since then we've replaced a couple of tracks on the album, and we've just been writing more and more country kind of music to go on it, and yeah, replace the tracks that don't really fit in with the genre anymore, so...
Have you got a release date for that, or is it something that's...
Not got a release date yet, because I'm not sure whether to do kind of a small EP or a big album, so I'm just trying to decide that at
big
the moment.
Album.
big album. Yeah, I want to have enough tracks for people to buy. Mm. You know, I don't want to just... Because if I've got three singles and then they're on the album as well, I need to have a good amount of tracks.
Yeah, otherwise it's close to an EP, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You got your brand new single. In fact, his single's not out yet. It's out on the 18th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk me through the new single, because it's fantastic. It's called The Ride.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I wrote it with my friend called Elliot Joseph, who's also kind of country artist. And, yeah, it was our first ever writing session. He was already at my front door, and I was carrying all my bags, like, rushing to get home to meet him. And he came and carried my bags for me to the door.
Bless.
And, and then we kind of thought of subjects that we have in common with each other, and long-distance relationship was the one that we have in common, and that's what the song's based on, really, is kind of taking the positive out of the long-distance, you know, positive out of the negative.
Yeah. He travels quite a bit to the other side of the pond, to
yes,
America, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Camp America.
Yep, he does Camp America, and he goes travelling after he's done Camp America for a few months, travels around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did you guys hook up? Had you just heard of him before, or was it...
I just found his music, basically.
I just found his music,
and he was in London, and just sent him a message on Facebook, you know.
Like you do.
Good old Facebook, yeah.
And I hear you're going to be working with him again real soon.
Yeah, we're going to start our own country duo project called Joseph and Faye.
Okay, so,
yeah,
so I'm in the know, aren't I?
You are in the know, yeah, I'm impressed.
Right, let's play this track. Introduce your track to me.
This is The Ride, featuring Elliot Joseph.
I hear that Georgia is warm this time of year. One of those places with faces don't disappear. The river runs high, the sky is clear. The distance between us ain't getting any smaller. Before the sun's
starts to rise. And when my working day is done, I close my eyes. By the light of the setting sun, the night has just begun, and all I'm missing is you.
Singing along there to myself, obviously. There you go, the ride, Emily Faye. That's a fantastic track.
Thank you.
You sing really good together. I mean, both got fantastic voices and vocals.
Oh, thank you.
So I think you definitely should, you know, collaborate again with more work. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's definitely more coming up.
Talking about collaborations, I know when you go to radio stations, everyone will always ask you if you could collaborate with someone, who would it be? But, you know, who would it be?
Country influence wise, I'd go Stevie Nicks. Be amazing.
Oh, right. yeah.
But then I've always wanted to meet and write a song with Elton John, just because I love him. He's really cool.
On piano.
Yeah. Good please, piano ballad.
Please, you know. Give it for Emily Faye. We have Elton John on piano.
Imagine.
Here we go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Great song. Now, tell us about the writing of the songs, because obviously you were saying earlier on you was writing about long distance relationships, etc. When you write songs, do you tend to write about things that have happened to you in life, or do you just kind of pluck them out from nowhere? Or do you just write a melody and then put the lyrics to it? How does that work for you? How does writing songs work for you?
Well, there's loads of different techniques that I've learned to songwriting, but I personally like to write the chords first and then the melody and lyrics over the top of those chords. Yeah, so I come up with a melody and then add the lyrics, and then sometimes I rework the lyrics later on. Yeah, just because you can make them better that way, more of a story.
Do you find that quite easy, or do you have to kind of get into the zone? Do you have to kind of sit there in a darkened room, or can you just be driving along, or, you know, happily think, oh, song's coming to my head, enjoy the ride, boom, there it goes, all done.
Well, sometimes I'll just be going along and I'll see something that will inspire me, and I'll just write it down on my phone and then come back to it later or whatever. But working with Elliot's really good because, you know, he'll come up with a line that I wouldn't have thought of, and then from that line I'll think of something, and that's just how we worked really well together. You know, we just kept bouncing off each other and coming up with stuff that we wouldn't have thought of on our own, which is really, yeah, really good.
Now, when you was in last time, you've been playing venues like the Bedford, the Underbelly. I've never heard of that. What's that like?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like underground. I'm playing there again, actually, on the 26th of May with one of my friends called Two Ways Home. It's another kind of country folk duo. Yeah, I'm playing with them.
So if people want to see your gigs, so that's probably your next one's around about May time. That's this venue here.
Yeah, the Underbelly, yeah.
And you played Shepherd's Bush as well. I remember you supported Tides.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that was really fun. That was really good. They're actually called something different now. Club Drive, I think
that's
they're
right,
called
yeah.
now. Yeah.
That was last year. So do you enjoy gigging? Is it high up on your list of things to do? Or at the moment, are you concentrating on, you know, getting the album finished and the works in progress done?
I love doing gigs. It's what makes me realise this is what I want to do. And I just get, you know, a really good feeling when I'm on stage and just kind of in my own little world. But yeah, I love.
So, what's the best type of gig? What's your favourite gig? Do you like doing your local pubs where you can be up close and, you know, completely raw, or do you like the kind of bigger setups with the bands or the clubs? Because I know you actually do have a band, and you've changed it around recently, haven't you?
Yeah. Some people haven't been able to make it, so we just kind of swapped everyone around. Yeah, I like having the variety. You know, you could do. Yeah, I like doing acoustic and I like doing it full band. Full band's amazing when you've got the drums behind you, and it really makes you feel really kind of empowered because you've got that drum beat, you know.
Yeah, of course, if you forget the words, they can carry on playing, can't they?
Yeah.
You can catch your breath and then get in with the chorus again. You can't really do that when you're with a backing track does so much, can you?
I never do backing track. I just do acoustic, you know, guitar and a cajon.
Do you play guitar?
Like I did here. Yeah, I'm actually working really hard at learning guitar and becoming much better at it. Elliot's been giving me a couple of lessons every now and again. And
yeah,
it's something I definitely want. I want to be able to, you know, come to a radio station and play
live.
Play on my own. Yeah, yeah, not have to rely on anybody else to come with me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The basics guitar, you can pick up the rudimental four chords.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I've got all the basics. It's just the bar chords that I struggle
bar
with.
Bar chords are always hard.
Yeah.
I struggle with those.
And then the strumming, you know, strumming patterns and keeping it going while singing is so hard. Like, I respect people who can do it so much.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there doing it over and over again, but it's just practice. You've got to do it.
Yeah. People forget how hard it is to actually to do it, even live.
Mm.
And if you watch, we're going to talk about reality TV in a second, but I often watch these reality TV programs where people dance and sing, and I say how incredibly hard it is to actually do. If you sing a song and then you have to do a set of moves, you know, not just dance free, but actually do a set of moves, your brain also has to do two things. And you can quite easily forget the words. Hats off to people who can jump around the stage. Some people can do it really good. I was looking at we played earlier on sax from the girl that was on X Factor, and she's one of those ones that was really good at dancing and singing the songs at the same time, and other people just fall at the first hurdle. What about anything embarrassing? Have you ever had anything embarrassing? Have you ever forgotten lyrics like that?
I've changed the lyrics to some of my songs because I've forgotten what I was supposed to be singing. But usually, at these days, I'm actually quite good at remembering them, which is nice.
It's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, because we rehearse so much, you know, like every week without fail, at least once we're rehearsing, and then I'm practicing on my own as well. It's pretty hard to forget them, but sometimes, you know, when you get a bit nervous.
Yeah.
You know, when it's your first gig.
So you've taken a little bit of a shift in what you're doing. We were talking about this earlier on. So it's gone from a little bit folk to a little bit more country.
Yeah.
Are you still doing some of your old stuff, or are you now just concentrating on the new country look?
More just concentrating on the country. Yeah, I feel like I love like folk music, and I do love some of my old stuff. Like Leap of Faith was the best first song I ever wrote, you know. and the production on that is incredible.
Should we listen to Leap of Faith?
Okay.
I haven't heard it for a while. This is Emily Faye, Leap of Faith.
Shy, but there's no turning back. Sometimes you gotta let go, give it a go, be strong. Sometimes it's live and let live. Get what you give, move on. And I know you can, I know you will. And don't forget, I believe in you. So take a leap of faith, jump into water, stop playing it safe. But it's all in your mind. Slow and steady wins the race. Now the past has been replaced. Uh-oh, with something better. Sometimes you gotta let go, give it a go, be strong. Sometimes it's live and let live. Get what you give, move on. And I know you can, and I know you will. And don't forget, I believe in you. So take a leap.
Do you know there's a programme on at the moment with where you kind of mime to other people's songs? Have you seen it?
Oh, the lip sync challenge.
The lip sync challenge.
Yes.
Oh, I could have been there. I could do that leap of faith bit, couldn't I? Okay, leap of faith. Well, you could not like that. You meant to not say anything about leap of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, probably ruined it that myself. Yeah, that was a really early song. You can tell the difference in on your vocals on that and your new stuff. But it is a really, really catchy song.
Yeah, I think the melody in that is really catchy, actually. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about reality TV quickly. Is it something you'd ever look at doing? You sit at the moment, you've got The Voice on, you've got Britain's Got Talent, you've got X Factor, numerous other ones. And I know they scout quite a bit. If you got a phone call, is it something you'd look at doing?
I don't think it's for me, really. I don't know. I'm a bit undecided about, you know, X Factor and The Voice.
But if someone said, look, you don't have to go to the auditions. You're going to be into the TV part, you know, literally leapfrog all that bit. And so it's a bit of exposure.
I'd feel like a fraud if I did that. If I skipped ahead,
yeah.
You know, I'd feel a bit like a fraud because everyone else is, you know, working really hard.
You've still got to do it. On The Voice, though, you'd still have to sing. I will turn my chair. Give me a note. Let me see it. Go and just go, leap or faith. And I'll twist around. Ready?
I'm not ready. I've had milk in my tea.
That doesn't matter. I'll do it then. Leap or faith. Ta-da. Ah, look. You're on Team Smith.
Oh,
that's a problem too with my surname.
Team Smith.
It'd be Team Smith. It's got no style, showbiz style, does it? Not like Team Will. Mm. Yeah. You go, oh, look, I'm with Team Smith, your favourite Essex boy. So that's a no then. What's the plan for 2016 for the rest of the year?
Just basically, I'm working on building my fan base, and I'm going to release a couple more singles ahead of possible album release towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the new single is going to be available on iTunes. It's on the 18th of March.
Yes, on Friday.
Fairly Friday. Ooh, it's called The Ride. You can, if you want to, you can actually just type in The Ride or Emily Faye and Elliot Joseph. It should pop up quite easy. And if you want to get in touch and find out more about Emily, we have the following. It's really small, isn't it? I need bigger glasses than this. Do you want to read it out?
I can read it if you want, yeah.
Thank you for that.
I have to have it here, otherwise I'll forget them. Right. Okay, so my website is www.emilyfaymusic.com, and it's Faye, F-A-Y-E. And Facebook is capital E, capital F, Official Music. My Twitter is EFH Official 1, and my Instagram is Emily Faye Music.
Yeah, and it's quite easy to find on Facebook as well, aren't you? So if you head towards Facebook and type it in,
it'll
come, and you'll find the links from there. Yeah. If you miss any of the show interview, we'll be putting that on demand from tomorrow, and I will put all the links on there. So if you head over to phoenixevent.com, find the show page blog for Sunday Lunch, you find the interview track and all the links to Emily's pages. Emily, it's been fantastic having you in.
Thank you for having me.
You've got to come back again soon. Possibly not. We won't leave it a year next time. We'll leave it like half a year. Come back in the summer and tell us how it's all been going.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play it with one of your tracks. Now, this is from your old EP. And I'm going to go with track 2, which is called Friend or Foe. Tell me a little bit about the song.
Gosh, so long ago, I can't really remember. I think it's just about when you don't know if somebody's actually your friend or not. Yeah, so are they friend or are they
foe? It's intriguing, isn't it? Yeah. Does it have a story behind it?
It's just kind of about, you know, when people's loyalty changes, you know, they don't need you anymore. It's kind of about that, really.
Yeah. And the other one was a breakup song, which we weren't going to play. That's obviously a breakup, because all the girls write about breakups, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's so much easier to write a sad song than it is to write a happy song.
This is why I can never date a singer.
You just write songs
end
about
up
you.
In a tune, either way. Well, this is Emily Faye and her track, Friend or Foe.
Summer days, we're bored at school. We'd rather climb a tree or hit the pool. No, we're not in love. Just talk about stuff. I eat at yours, you stay at mine. You're thicker than water, sweeter than wine. Yeah, that's just us. Nothing but truth and trust. And then she
a friend or foe. And guess if you can catch all that again on phoenixfm.com under the Sunday Lunch Show if you missed any of that from tomorrow.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.